Welcome to the introduction lecture. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for choosing our program to prepare for the patent bar. We want to make sure that you get off to a good start, and for this reason, we want to discuss a number of points relating to exam preparation that should help you in the days that follow. The first idea is that you must keep plugging along. You should never stop. Preparing for the patent bar is like starting a new job. Your supervisors and others in the office go over things and you learn as much as possible. You just can't stop. In many cases, you must do something a few or many times before it really sinks in. This is true of the patent bar. You will learn everything that you need to know at some point in time as long as you keep plugging away. You don't have to learn it all today or tomorrow, but you need to keep studying each day if possible. Most of our students will study over a period of about 90 days. Our study sessions are designed to take about 1 hour each. There are 90 study sessions in all. Most people should do at least two per day, and on this basis, your study day will have 6 steps. Each study session involves a reading assignment, a short lecture that summarizes the reading, and a short batch of prior exam questions to challenge your mastery of the material. As you can see, you are very quickly going through the steps to complete your study day. You should never be doing any one thing for longer than about 30 minutes at a time. Once you get used to the daily routine, it should become easier. The point is to never get bogged down on any one point or topic. Everything is covered multiple times, and in the post-course curriculum, you will identify any weaknesses and address them at that time. This type of approach is much different than an undergraduate course where it is very undesirable to move beyond material that you're having a problem with. This is because that material may support other material that you will study later in the course. However, this is not the case with the patent bar. In the beginning, the process is the point, not perfection. The process takes you to a place where you can begin practicing. Practicing involves learning how to take the exam and how to search the MPEP. These activities allow you to identify your weakness and react accordingly. As you can see, each step builds on the last until you are fully prepared to take the exam. This should take about 90 days if you work every day, which is a short period of time to master one of the most complex bureaucracies ever devised by man. The above points are important, and we want to keep your morale up as much as possible. One way we do this is to respond to your email and phone calls on a daily basis, not including weekends or holidays. Education involves feedback, and when you need help, we know how to go about it. Another way is to remind you that a certain amount of frustration is normal. This curriculum is not easy, and it takes its toll. Even hardened patent professionals grapple with practice before the USPTO and experience the same frustration when changes come along as they do on a regular basis. On a more practical note, efficient study requires some sacrifice. You should plan to eat right, sleep right, exercise right, and generally plan your life around your study schedule. If you have a full-time job, plan to take some time off just before you take the exam. You should file your application on the OED around half to two-thirds of the way through your studies if you are qualifying under Category A, and it usually takes about 2 weeks to get a qualification letter. Since more time is necessary under Category B, you should file at least 2 weeks earlier. Get your documentation in order by requesting an official original transcript well before the time you plan to file your application. If you have speeding tickets and the like, begin documenting them starting at least a month or so before you plan to file your application. You should realize that there is tight security at the testing centers where you take the exam. You should plan accordingly. The testing center can go over with you the many rules that apply, and you should talk to them about any concerns that you have before you arrive there. Your next step is to read the introductory reading assignment, glossary, and program instructions at the beginning of the study guide, Volume 1. The program instructions explain how to go about using the materials that we have provided in your home study kit. Finally, we want to thank you again for using our course. Best wishes. Signed, David Meeks.